T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into Sports Talk, our Friday, March 22nd edition. A gorgeous day outside, but happy to be inside. Why? The NCAA tournament in full effect. Got computer screens, TVs, phones out. Watching the men's tournament in action, and obviously the ladies, LSU ladies in action, hosting Rice right now. It's at the half in the PMAC. They are up 30-27. Already saw an upset, though, at the Maravich Center a little bit earlier.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee taking down Louisville. That was a pretty big one. Louisville was one of those teams that, when we were talking with Glenn West earlier in the week, he said could make a potential run for the Final Four. There's like four teams in that bracket that you could realistically see going to the Final Four. And Louisville was one of them, but they get knocked out first round by Middle Tennessee, who's now, I think, won 30 games on the season. That's going to be really fun.
Haley Van Lith, new to get out of there.
Yeah, we talked with Coach Mulkey last night about it, and she said that one of Middle Tennessee's, if they're going to get past Rice,
right,
one of Middle Tennessee's assistant coaches is one of her former All-Americans at Baylor. That's Nina Davis. So I thought that was pretty fun. And Coach Mulkey kind of joked it herself, saying that it shows that she's getting old or whatnot. But so hopefully LSU can get past Rice, and then she can go against one of her former players.
Looking at the men's tournament today in action right now, man, oh, man, Clemson just pouring it on New Mexico, 71-52. There is 4 minutes left in that matchup. UConn also having an easy time with Stetson. No upset alert there, 85-48. About 3 minutes left in that matchup. Auburn up 31-25 over Yale. Still 6 minutes till the half in that matchup. And also currently going on, Florida and Colorado. That is 33-31 Gators up with 4:42 left in the first. Some interesting happenings, though, yesterday with Kentucky going down, Charlie. I think busting a lot of people's brackets early on.
Yeah, that's been the biggest upset so far, without a doubt. And, I mean, New Mexico, it seems like it's going to be the first team to fall short as an 11 seed. So far, the 11 seeds are 3-0 in the tournament right now. But they're going to fall short here, I think, with about 4 minutes left. They're down by 19 to Clemson. And I think it's a surprise game. A lot of people had this upset for New Mexico. But one thing I want to reach out about, Steve, here, and give the people a stat that I think is pretty interesting. Kansas last year, when they lost to Arkansas in the second round of the NCAA tournament, became the sixth straight reigning champion to not make it out of the opening weekend.
Wow.
UConn, the reigning champs last year, the number one overall seed this year, they are smoking Stetson in this game.
Right.
But I don't want to call an upset necessarily. It's just an interesting trend to be ready for when you see Northwestern play UConn in a couple days. I think that's going to be a fun game. Just based off what I saw from Northwestern, who took down FAU, who, by the way, was a Final Four team last year. Like, that is a pretty scary Northwestern team. So I don't think I'll call an upset or anything like that, but it's going to be a really fun game to keep an eye on. We'll see if UConn can break that trend. Six straight defending champions have not made it out of the opening weekend in the men's college basketball tournament.
You mentioned scary, and the first thing that popped into my head was also last night, the game for the Pelicans going down against the Orlando Magic. Not a pretty game, but even worse was an injury to Brandon Ingram. It looked really bad when it happened. We were on air at the time, and the slow motion, you know, replay of it, and you start fearing the worst. Luckily, I guess you could say best case scenario right now for BI.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been happy to hear reevaluated in 2 weeks. It was kind of like a meme last year with the Zion Williamson situation.
Yeah.
It's like every 2 weeks he'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks, reevaluated in 2 weeks. He doesn't play for the rest of the season. With BI, when you saw that play where his knee hyperextended, you were worried that there was some kind of ligament damage.
For sure.
And that he would be out for the season. You know, he'd be out for an extended period of time. Now that it's been revealed from the MRI is a left bone contusion, left knee bone contusion. I think that, you know, it's best case scenario. So let him rest for a couple weeks. We'll see how he is. As I said, reevaluated in 2 weeks. Now, the issue is we'll be talking with Ali Cassell in the 5 o'clock hour about it. The Pelicans' schedule is really, really tough. So this is the worst possible time this could have happened. And now, as you texted me, Steve, the Pelicans, you're not really looking at the four seed anymore. You're just holding on to dear life for a five or a six seed. You don't want to get in that the play-in tournament. I keep calling it the in-season tournament, the play-in tournament.
The matchups, too, coming down the stretch make it really tough, and how everyone is just bunched up in the Western Conference, too. Any given night, things sway so easily. So that's going to be really critical down the stretch. And like you said, we'll talk to Ali Cassell more in the 5 o'clock hour about the Pels. Coming up after the break, going to get into some Saints talk with our main man, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We check in with him on some of the Saints moves in free agency, their adds, their losses, and any thoughts he has as we get ready for that draft, which is coming around the corner. We'll be right back with more sports talk right after this here on WWL. Happy Friday, everyone.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
LSU 40, Rice 38. Those Owls sticking around. We're in the third quarter now, picking up in the PMAC. LSU women's basketball beginning their national title defense. Happy to welcome into the radio huddle now the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, as we get ready, talking some Saints free agency. And man, oh man, the draft is coming up around the corner. Cajun Cannon, how you been?
I'm doing great, yeah. Just got back from California, visiting my granddaughters out there, and I thought I did something interesting. You know how popular LSU gymnastics is. My granddaughter's in gymnastics. So I went to a UCLA Clemson gymnastics meet. So that was interesting, you know, to see that. Because I've been there a handful of times. But the atmosphere was nice, but not quite like it is in the PMAC for the Lady Tigers in gymnastics, how the support that they've gotten through the years. So, yeah, just got back in California, a lot of free agency news, and when you're looking right now in the NFL and the money that's involved, and you look as of late, boy, it seems like the safeties first, it started off, I guess, with the fullbacks. Now the Saints have two fullbacks because the type of offense they're going to run to try and utilize. Then the fullbacks, it was like, oh, is that going by the way of the dinosaur? And then you look at the devaluation of the running back position, but then you always will have, you know, one, two guys. Look at Derrick Henry. I think he'll make the Baltimore Ravens better, obviously. You know, him and Lamar. I like to see that RPO between those two. And the way Lamar has gotten better as a passer, so that'll be interesting. But you look at how running backs have been devalued, and now it seems like as of late, the safety position. And I think Honey Badger had commented on that you know, there's still a market, but maybe not the market that's going to continue to grow, because I think what's come about is that if you could be like a hybrid safety, but can you be a top hybrid safety, not play only a halves or deep middle or come down on the box? But if you can have cover corner skills at the nickel, like be a nickel safety but in the slot, then I think those kind of guys can get paid a lot of money. You look, for instance, like Alante Taylor. We wanted him to work out on the slot, but not so much. He even got benched. So I think that safety position or even the top corner, I don't think that's going away. If you have the ability, now you want to cover all phases, all aspects of the field, but if you're nickel corner, nickel safety, and you can cover the slot at a high level, I think those kind of guys are going to get paid. But nothing's guaranteed. When you look at, you know, free agency or you look at the draft, I still think it's going to be a combination of both. And, you know, we always say it's not an exact science just because you drafted in the first round or if you had success on your former team and you pay them big bucks, will that matter? And when you think about it, the teams that invested big money last year in free agency, they didn't win jack. I thought it was interesting. I was reading this. Out of all the NFL teams that handed out more than $3.3 billion in contracts last offseason, with nearly half of that money fully guaranteed at the signing. You're talking about giving out $3.3 billion and right around half of that is fully guaranteed. Well, you got to get a return on your investment, and that's not necessarily always the case. You know, you look at the expense of free agents, it's typically, I would say, not the best way to turn around a team. I think you can, you know, have a piece here or there, but I think it's if you build your team through the draft, like we all know the outstanding drafts, like you know, when Sean Payne first got here, 2017, because you don't have to pay those guys. And if they could play at a high level, but you look, for instance, Charlie and Steve, the six biggest spenders last off season, they all missed the playoffs. They all missed the playoffs. And guess who was number one spending the most money? Sean Payton in Denver. Oof. Denver committed more than $250 million in contracts only to miss the playoffs for the eighth straight season. You know, they were 8-9.
They have about half of that in dead money now, too, right, Bobby, exactly. With the Russell Wilson just fiasco.
Yeah, and then you look at the other big spenders last year. It was the Saints, the Falcons, the Bears, the Raiders, and Carolina, and they were all sitting back home when the playoffs started. And while you look at a team – such as the Rams, the L.A. Rams got into the postseason after spending only $10.2 million in free agency. Then you go on, like the Packers, the Ravens, and Dallas were among the other teams that spent less than $50 million in free agency the last offseason and got to the playoffs. So the point being, just if, you know, our team is really active, we're spending a lot of money. And that doesn't mean you're going to be in the postseason. Just by those examples I gave you from last offseason, now, I think you can have a significant player, but I still think you got to get it right through the draft. And your seasoned veterans who you counted on as your leaders, they got to play at a high level, like DeMario Davis. We need DeMario Davis to play great again next year. We need Cam Jordan to come back the 2024 season, what he did like in 22 or previously. So we just don't know what's going to happen. And I don't know if Chase Young's the answer. I mean, you look at Chase Young, yeah, where we got to rush the passer, and I hope we're able to do that, because me and Mike Dettier was talking about this. If you're truly amongst the best, you have to excel in both these areas. You know how, okay, we got sacks, you know, high 40s, and then we didn't get the takeaways. Then last year we got the takeaways, but we didn't get the sacks. I think to truly be have an impact and set the tone of the game, you got to sack the opposing quarterback, and you got to get the takeaways. Like, look at last – we were so desperate. I think that's why they went after Chase Young, that being the Saints. But we were ranked like 28 in the NFL with 34 sacks. I know since looking at the Sean Payton era, I guarantee you, if that's not the lowest amount of sack total, that's definitely in the conversation. When you're talking about, 15, 16, 17 years around there, that's totally unacceptable. And then you look at the edge guys who, Carl Granderson, 8.5 sacks. I think he did his job, but out of the 34 sacks, defensive ends only had 14. So I think that's why the desperation, they went and get Chase Young. And you might say, well, he's going to have to play, to get paid. And I think it's kind of unique how they structured the contract, 1 year, $13 million. But the Saints, the deal set up where –
the roster bonuses, right, Bobby?
Yeah, they could save considerable amount if he doesn't suit up for all 17 games, for instance. But this is one thing, though, Charlie, because you know that you have ability – he's getting like per game, like $470,000 per game.
Right.
It's really, it's like $8 million. Out of that $13 million is still guaranteed. So we don't need him to turn into Marcus Davenport or even Payne Turner. And Payne Turner is another one. Is he going to turn around? The reason why I'm skeptical, I guess, even though he's young, that he said to have to undergo neck surgery. And he's not expected to recover until training camp. But I think it's like 3 to 5 months. So you're looking at, I don't know, hopefully the end of June. But if it's the end of August, training camp's over. And I guess he has to be ready to roll, ready to play. I just don't know. I think they're just looking for a bang for your buck and just trying to get a player that the 49ers, look, he had a big sack in the Super Bowl against Pat Mahomes. But even as great, he was the second overall player drafted. He never had double-digit sacks?
No, his best sack season was his rookie year with Washington when he won Defensive Rookie of the Year. I think it was 7.5, right, Bobby?
Yeah. So I'm like thinking, so I don't know. I think he can help us. But to say, oh, that's the missing piece for our defense, I just don't think that'll be the case.
I think it's a low-risk, high-reward move in a sense because he does have a very high ceiling as a player. And, I mean, you still look at him as a prospect. But, I mean, if you're looking at Chase Young and what he can do in the black and gold, he's betting on himself with this one-year deal. Like, it's a one-year prove-it deal for him. And he's still 24 years old. He turns 25 in April. So if he goes out and gets double-digit sacks for the first time in his career, he can parlay that into a huge deal next offseason with whatever team he wants to sign with. It doesn't have to be the Saints.
Yeah.
But for the Saints, they're still betting on him as a very talented young pass rusher that still has a high ceiling. At the same time, I like what you mentioned about the contract as well, Bobby, because I think only $5 million of it is fully guaranteed as of signing. There's a lot tied into weekly roster bonuses. If he's like suited up for a game, then he gets a certain amount of money. I think it's almost $8 million of that $13 million deal.
Yeah, Charlie, it's like, my understanding, I thought, maybe you might be right, I thought it was more like $8 million, but it could be $5 million. There's still a lot of money.
Yeah, the $8 million is tied into the weekly thing.
Well, you know what I think the $8 million might be? To kind of protect, let's say he just doesn't play well.
Correct.
So if the Saints are just out and out cut him, I think they got to pay him $8 million. But then the other thing, how you said, if he misses a game, the Saints could recoup like $470,000 per game missed. So I think it's the Saints are banking on, they're both betting on, Chase Young's betting on himself, and the Saints are betting on that he'll rebound from a knee injury to neck injury, and he'll be able to contribute at a high level. But I don't know. I got to wait and see. A lot of Saints fans, who that nation, we're like, what? Are we getting damaged goods? And I think we just, I don't know, bitter is the right word, but extremely disappointed what happened with Davenport. And will Payton Turner do anything, considering where he was drafted? So that'll be interesting to see, how can we influence the passer next year? So even with getting Chase Young, you're never going to have too many pass rush. You never have too many cover corners, all that saying. But I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe not in that 14 overall pick or early on, but they still, bring in or draft a defensive end. Kind of like, things slip in my mind now, from Florida Atlantic with the Bengals.
Trey Hendrickson.
Trey Hendrickson, yeah. We got him, third round?
Yes, sir.
Or something? In other words, can we find another Trey Hendrickson maybe? And this time he'll produce and we'll keep him. so that'll be interesting to see. But, a lot of free agent acquisitions out there. And you look at Jameis Winston now going with the Cleveland Browns.
He was working out really in a trench coat the other day at Cleveland.
Yeah, I saw that. He was, taking snaps. It was really weird. I don't know about you, Bobby. I feel like that fits a little weird in Cleveland. Like, maybe it works out for him if Deshaun Watson gets hurt again. He's had some injury issues in his time at the Browns. But Jameis kept saying.
They paid Deshaun Watson all that money.
Yes.
And Jameis Winston, when he's 30 years old, he still wants to be a starter. But,
go be a backup in Cleveland.
I don't know. He might end up being and he probably could play a few more years and make a great living. But I think primarily as – I don't know if I'd classify him as a journeyman like Nathan Peterman, because Jameis has started enough games, but that's interesting, the Saints bringing in Nathan Peterman. That might be the weakest veteran as far as, he's in the game, we have a chance to win. No, he'd be the one that's just trying to be functional.
Well, with Peterman, Bobby, you think it's more – I think it's more like you have to – push a Jay Kaner more to be that backup number two guy.
I think Jay Kaner's the number two guy.
Without a doubt. You want Jay Kaner to win that job. You don't want Nathan Peterman to beat him out. That would not be good. That's my opinion there. But Jameis, the one thing about going to Cleveland Browns, they got a great supporting cast. And then look at Joe Flacco when they're 39 years of age, and he ends up being NFL Comeback Player of the Year. So that you talk about supporting cast, that was a good gig for Jameis to get hooked up in Cleveland.
Bobby, before we get to another big signing that was made in the offseason by the Saints, I want to circle back around to what you were saying earlier about free agency. We talked with Mark Schlereth, I think, last week about it, and he said it's pretty cyclical. Like, this year, the running backs were taken off the board immediately. We knew it was going to be a strong running back free agent class. So you're looking at Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs and obviously Derrick Henry, who you mentioned signed with the Ravens. All these guys flew off the boards as soon as free agency opened. But at the same time, you're looking at the safety position, it's like the opposite. So last year, all these running backs were struggling to get one-year deals, and now all these top safeties that are free agents can't find any deals. So what are your thoughts on that? Because, Schlereth said everything kind of changes consistently. With the running back class, I think it's because the draft is pretty weak at running back this year, so teams don't think that they can get upgrades from, drafting a player, so they want to go get a proven commodity.
Well, that you're right, Charlie, because realistically – you look at Derrick Henry, you look at Jacobs, all where they're at, and they've been pretty consistent. But you know what you're going to get out of them. And so that's why I think, they're rolling the dice and say this could be a big part of what we're trying to do offensively. So it's kind of cyclical if you look at it that way as far as running backs coming back in vogue. But I still think it depends who the player is. It depends who the running back is. It's not just because you start in the NFL, you got 32 teams. I don't think there's 32 stud running backs. I think it's always going to be that prestige elite group that could have that stroke, maybe be like a handful, and to have that kind of leverage in negotiation. Now, again, as far as the safety position, I think how offenses are run and how the rules are set up in the passing game, how that slot defender, I'm looking at for this next decade, I'd say going, let's say, the next handful of years in the 2020s, that nickel cover guy, mm-hmm. whether it's a nickel cover corner slot or nickel cover safety slot, who can cover that slot defender? The one thing that, and you've always had to do this too, and even the cornerback position, because you don't really practice this week, they don't teach tackling anymore. People can't tackle because they don't really practice tackling. And they obviously the head injuries and all that. But you see a lot of cornerbacks, even or defensive backs, they don't really want to tackle. So that's an art. If you could see a good cover guy that could tackle and eliminate that yards after catch and all that, that's also – that skill set is also extremely important. But I think more if you're truly a stud running back and you're healthy, that you would have the advantage over a stud safety that's healthy, except if that safety – is a big guy. Now, this is like I'm in the science lab trying to plug this in the computer and generate this. But if you can get like a big safety who can run, tackle, and has cornerback skills on the slot, those guys will be just as valuable as the top running back.
Bobby, one free agent loss, so surprised to see him have a market so early. Zach Bond ends up going to Philadelphia, but the Saints end up getting another Kansas City Chief on the roster, bringing in Willie Gay Jr. What do you think about that signing? I know Kansas City, a ton of the players, even the fans have responded that the Chiefs are losing one of their big hype men as well.
Well, yeah, and the one thing I was talking to Mike about this, you look at Willie Gay, he can run. You know, like sideline to sideline. So he wants more reps on actual defense, not just on special teams. But, there's always room. If you're healthy and you can run and you can tackle and you're aggressive, you can always find work. Now, what he needs to get from a mental aspect, if you're going to play on defense, you have to know what you're doing, how you're making adjustments. But to me, where he would come into play, so let's say you're playing a team like the Ravens and Lamar, and you wanted that spy guy. You don't have to think that much. Let's say your responsibility is to try and contain Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson. Easier said than done, but it's like you're almost on the playground. You run sideline to sideline and be that spy guy. So I think he will contribute on the defense. He'll get more opportunities, I think, than he did with Kansas City as far as the regular defense. But I still think they're going, Pete Warner, Demario Davis, and since he can run, they'll do more three linebacker sets. That also depends on what kind of offense you're facing, because in theory, so let's say you are playing like a team like the Ravens and Derrick Henry. Well, you'd want a bigger guy. You want, it just stands to reason, you'd want a set of five DBs. You'd want four DBs and three linebackers instead of two linebackers and five DBs, just because the size and having to run support. So I know Dennis Allen at times will want to do that, and not necessarily still the majority of the time he still might be nickel because the way the rules are and the offenses are structured. But want to have more flexibility, maybe with Gay coming in at linebacker and helping out Pete Warner and Demario Davis.
And then, Bobby, I mean, we've already talked about Willie Gay. We've talked about Chase Young as well, a little bit about Demario. But out of all the other moves that the Saints have signed, bringing in Cedric Wilson, the receiver, you already mentioned the fullbacks, Tyrann Mathieu also extending. Was there anything that kind of stood out there?
No, I just think I want with the Honey Badger, he understands the game. He knows the leverage he has as far as his contract. And he did have four interceptions, if off the top of my head, if I'm correct with that. And he's a good guy. He's not only from yards, and that really doesn't mean anything, but it doesn't hurt. And he's just a good person in the locker room, a good leader. So good for Tyrann Mathieu that he's still part of the Saints. Because I think he has something left in the tank. And he even knows that, if you're going to last in the league, I would say as he got older, his tackling skills. Sometimes, man, come on, Tyrann, you got to make that tackle. Because then you're giving up a big chunk play. But he realizes that if you want to last, one thing, if you can tackle, you look a lot of times at championship teams, and they're not giving up these chunk plays because missed tackles. It's almost like you're watching a top tennis match. And both these guys are great, but it's like the unforced error. So I look at a missed tackle as like, okay, we had the right defense call. How about we just make the tackle? So instead of like giving up a big play, 40 yards or whatever, or a big touchdown, it should have been like a 2 or 3 yard game. Just make the tackle. And I think a lot of times championship defenses, you look at the Chiefs a lot. Just watching the Chiefs, not they didn't have their best season, but it seems like defensively that was one of their strengths, how well they tackled.
One more thing, Cajun Cam, before we let you go. The Who Dat Nation wants to know, did you fill out a bracket this year?
You know what? I didn't, so I can't cheat now.
You can't say that you had Kentucky losing to Oakland now, Bobby.
No, I can't. No, I actually know Oakland. That I knew it wasn't Bo, my youngest son, said, "Dad, I didn't know about that school, Oakland, California." I go, "No, it's Oakland, Michigan.
Yeah,
it's in Rochester, Michigan." When I played
Horizon League,
when I played with the Michigan Panthers in '83 and '84, I lived 5 minutes from that campus.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, this would be like Nicholls State or Southeastern, I'm telling you, beating Kentucky.
Wow. How about
that? I mean, it was that thing. And before I run, I wanted to let y'all know, because this caught my attention, and I was aware of this early in the month. You know how the Who Dat Nation, we're loyal to the Saints and all your fan bases, like, oh, the Bears, or you can look at Steelers, Packers, whatever it might be. I'm just talking mainly about pro football. But, boy, you want to talk about dedicated Chiefs fans.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime you're getting anything amputated, I'm like, what? Because you went to a football game? I thought this was interesting and really kind of sad that some of the people who attended the near-record Cole Chiefs playoff game in January had to undergo amputations. And I'm like, whoa, what? That's like cutting off digits or what? So the temperature, we all know that Dolphins-Chiefs game, that wild card playoff game, was -4 degrees, and the wind gust made the wind, like -27. Well, all of a sudden, some fans that went to the game, they had amputations involved, mostly fingers and toes. And they said, I read this on March 8th, so they said more surgeries are expected over the next 2 to 4 weeks as injuries evolve.
Jeez. Wow.
You know, I guess you get frostbite and it starts turning black and all that. Oh, I don't think we can save this. And we'll just, and now instead of 10 toes, you'll have 9 or something, or you'll have 8, or you don't have 10 fingers. Now you only have 8 or 9. I just thought that's a dedicated fan to be in that atmosphere and then, having been frostbite victim that end up having to have either your toes or fingers cut off.
Well, we got gorgeous weather. We got gorgeous weather here, Cajun Cannon. You go enjoy the weekend.
Ice Bowl 2.0.
We don't have to worry about the dome and that kind of weather of any amputations. All right, I'll talk to y'all later, man.
See you, Bobby.
That was the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, getting ready for a more free agency, continuing on and seeing what else will happen with the Saints. We know that Andrus Peat has had a few visits and interested to see how that develops. Don't know if he'll be back now with that signing of Ali Udo.
Yeah, I mean, to Bobby's point about just different things that they've done so far, I mean, what Deuce said, the price has got to be right for Andrus Peat, Steve. So we'll have to see.
Taking a break. Be right back with more sports talk right after this on WWL.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Getting things close to finishing up in the PMAC for LSU. The Lady Tigers up 57-48. We're about 5 minutes left in the game. Tigers really dominating because of the free throw line. What
no
a disparity
kidding.
There.
Yeah,
looking at the men's scoreboard, Charlie, what we got going on?
So Clemson sealed out that victory against New Mexico with a 77-56 win, and then UConn took down Stetson 91-52. There's 2 games live right now, Steve, both just starting in the second half. Number 4, Auburn leads number 13, Yale, 41-34. And number 7, Florida, and number 10, Colorado, knotted up at 45 apiece as the second half starts in both games.
Got something you want to sound off, folks? Hit us up on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line 504-260-1870. Sports Talk going at 6:30, then pregame coverage. 5th-ranked LSU baseball hosting 6th-ranked Florida. Be right back with more Sports Talk after this on WWL. Checking out that Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line, Charlie Seen. If LSU holds on to beat Rice, they better play a lot better Sunday. Middle Tennessee is better than the Owls.
You are correct, good sir, and they showed it today with that victory against Louisville. That was a huge upset for them. But LSU has not played a great game to this Texas point. I mean, they have a huge advantage on the free throw line. They're 16-25, whereas Rice is 4-6. But at the same time here, Steve, this is an interesting stat. LSU's made 20 shots in this game. They have 22 turnovers.
Ouch.
Yeah, with about a minute 43 left to go in the fourth quarter. Rice is really hanging around. They're down by six. LSU leads 62-56. Once again, a minute 43 left at the timeout. And, yeah, I mean, the Texas is right. LSU has to definitely play better. If they hold on to beat Rice against a Middle Tennessee State team that's coming off a huge upset at Louisville. Another thing that stood out to me with this game as well, Steve, only 6 points off of 16 turnovers for LSU. Rice has been forced 16 turnovers, only 6 points on the upset side. Rice has got 13 points on those 22 LSU turnovers. So,
talking about turnovers, we're going to get into that to do next hour with Ollie Cosell, who was one of the banes of the Pelicans last night. Too many turnovers and not enough three-pointers against Orlando. And obviously, the disappointing news of Brandon Ingram. Thankfully, it does not seem as serious as many thought it would be after you saw the injury look brutal on the court. The Pels have him listed with a contusion. How do you have a knee contusion?
It looked bad when we saw it live. I wish some people could have seen our live reactions to it, because we were interviewing Joe DeLeon at that time, and we just saw it happen. You saw the replay, and you just fear the worst, but thankfully it's just a contusion.
Stepping away from the news, we'll be back with more right after this here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.